because food ain't ready.
And if you don't want them to wait until something's passed to them, you say,
y'all, just reach and get it and make yourself at home, you know.
Or yourself?
Yeah, I'll pass it to you, you know. What do you mean?
Go ahead yourself.
Go ahead and help yourself, yeah.
So
right.
They went ahead.
And they helped themselves, you know. They've been helping themselves all day, right? Helped themselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If somebody passed you something that you didn't like, what would you say?
Mm-hmm. No, thank you, or don't believe it, do. Pass it on.
What's the difference what you would say if you were among close friends or if you were at a formal?
If it's not a formal or something like that, I'd go ahead and eat it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
There are very few things that I just simply can't stand. But then there's also an equal number of very few that I totally despise,
yeah.
Among which would be dumplings and boiled okra.
Did you say you despise?
Yeah, totally, totally just can live without if they never make any more.
Okay.
Boiled okra, have you ever eaten boiled okra? You know, I have to cross
that.
My legs, man. That stuff, right down, you know.
What about the fried stuff?
It's all right. I ain't crazy about it, you know.
Yeah.
Suits me.
Call food that's been heated and served a second time?
Warmed up.
Yeah.
Warm up the peas.
Yeah. What would you call food that you're having?
Yeah, supper, dinner. I mean, whatever the meal is. You mean like peas, butter beans?
Well, like leftovers or something.
Oh, yeah, leftovers. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you say you put the food in your mouth and you begin to...
And chew it up.
Okay. What about something like cornmeal boiled in water? Maybe add a little salt? Kind of soupy stuff.
You
ever eaten anything like that?
You mean like dumplings? Of course, that would be dough. It wouldn't be meal.
Yeah. Not exactly dumplings. What about mush or kush?
Nah.
Mm. Not familiar
with that. That's goulash.
Goulash.
Yeah, but I mean, I never eat that.
Things like peas, beets, carrots, stuff like that. They're all different kinds.
Of yeah, vegetables.
Okay. And particularly southern food, white ground up corn.
A
big leap of breakfast.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just ground up corn. It's white. You have it usually instead of...
No, like oats?
Hash brown.
I mean, oatmeal. Oh. Grits.
Sure.
Yeah. I was trying to think. White ground up corn. Yeah.
What about the whole kernel? You used to boil it in Washington.
Hominy?
Sure.
Yeah. Don't like it.
Don't like it.
It tastes like chewing styrofoam, you know.
Okay. And the starchy food that's grown in flooded fields in Louisiana.
Oh, rice.
Yeah. Say, sugar, when it was sold straight out of the barrel before it was sold and packaged, how would you say it was being sold?
Just out of the sugar barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you ever say it's being sold in BULK?
Bulk?
Yeah.
Bulk. My daddy would call it. He said bulk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think of bulk to mean, you know, like giant containers, you know,
right.
Which I guess, you know, that would be. But I think, you know, like a whole bin full, you know.
Okay. And condiments that everybody has shakers for.
And salt, pepper.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say, if I had a bowl of oranges and apples and offered it to you, you might say, well, I don't think I care for an orange, but...
Give me an apple. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Okay. And what would you call a lot of fruit trees growing together?
Orchard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the inside part of a cherry? The hard part?
Was it the pit?
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like an olive.
Mm-hmm. What about a peach?
No, oh, it's a seed.
Do you distinguish between peaches, say, you know, the meat of the peaches, tight against the seed, you have to get in there and cut it out, whereas in some other peaches it...
Just snap it open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't say, use the terms clear seed, pressed peach,
nah.
Stone, any of that?
Well, around here, peach is just a peach, you know what I mean? It's